The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show you can listen to any way you like. You can wear what you like, or you can wear nothing at all. And you can sit or stand or even squat.
Go ahead, squat a little. You've earned it.
I'm squatting. And now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, thanks for squatting. Hey, it's Eric Metaxas, and I am sitting here not with Albin.
What?
You're not,
I'm not Albin?
You're not Albin. You're Dave Herman. You're the associate producer. Albin is the producer.
That's right.
And the way it works is that if he should tarnish his crown, there should be some scandal should befall him, you get to step in and take his place.
That's right. Albin, unfortunately, he did tarnish his crown. He got hit by a bus this weekend.
No way.
His crown fell off.
You can't joke about that. You cannot. You see, Albin knows not to joke about that. If he said you got hit by a bus, like, there are people listening right now thinking, no, we got to pray. Okay, Dave, let me tell you something. You want to know what Albin's doing? I'm going to tell you. You're the associate producer. The reason you're sitting here is because Albin, our beloved Albin, is on a men's retreat that lasts like a week and a half.
I've never been on a retreat that lasted more than the weekend.
Can you even imagine? I'll be honest with you. I don't think he's on a men's retreat. I think he said that to us. I think he has a second family in the Dominican Republic. And he goes down there and he tells his wife, Anne, that he's on a men's retreat. So listen, let's just leave it alone. We've got a lot of important things to talk about here. Hey, Albin, you know, he's got to live his own life. But we've got a lot of important things to talk about. First of all, in a couple of seconds, well, actually today, we have John Zmirak, and then we have my friend Joe Battaglia today, right? So in a few minutes, we'll get to our fun guests. But before that, we have a lot of announcements. Dave, let me make these announcements if I can. Number one, I want to talk about food for the poor. I'll talk about that in just a minute because we're behind in that, and I want to really make sure that we hit that harder. But this weekend, I celebrated my parents' 60th wedding anniversary.
60.
Now, you say, how can they have been married for 60 years, Eric, when you're so young? It doesn't make sense. And I say, you know what? You're right. It makes no sense. And yet, the numbers don't lie. 60 years. I put a post of them on Instagram. I don't think I put it on Twitter yet or on Facebook. But if you want to see what my parents look like after 60 years of marriage, and it ain't pretty, folks. 60 years of marriage will beat you up.
Well, especially with a son like you.
No, they really do look. It's so funny. In photos, they fool you. They just look great. And now in person, they look fine. But I'm saying the photo, people are just like, what is going on? They can't be that old. It's like, well, they are, but it's just a good photo. So if you want to see my folks look like, we had such a great time. Of course, my brother was there and the grandkids and the whole thing. It was just amazing. And that was up in Woodbury, Connecticut. We went to a restaurant. We didn't know this. The restaurant happens to have been run by a Cephalonian guy, which is from my father's island. So it was like bizarre. The guy comes out and he starts talking to my father about the villages and stuff. And I thought, this, you can't make this up. I mean, he's not just Greek. We didn't even know this when we picked a restaurant. He's from Cephalonia, Kefalonia, if you're scoring at home. Okay, real quick. Tomorrow I'm speaking in Traverse City, Michigan. This is a private event, so I can't even mention it on the air. But I'm going to be in Traverse City, Michigan. And this weekend, actually, you'll hear about this tomorrow. But this weekend, I'm going to be with Greg Laurie at a Harvest Crusade in Anaheim, California. He does these huge crusades. I'm going to be there. I'm going to preach in his church this Sunday in Orange County. And then I'm going to be with him at the crusade. It's incredible. Lots of other news in the Metaxas world. My daughter leaves for college like tomorrow. And I can't drive her because I'm going to be in Michigan. And saying goodbye to her yesterday was agony. Don't ever go to college. It's just wrong. Yeah, it's so tough. When you only have one kid, it's like, oh, the pressure on that one kid. But it was so, you know, hey, what are we going to do? We love these kids. So very tough for me. tomorrow we're going to be talking to Greg Laurie about this weekend with this Harvest Crusade. And he has a new book on Johnny Cash. So all kinds of stuff. So Greg Laurie this week, today, John Zmierich and Joe Battaglia. Tomorrow, Greg Laurie. Wednesday, we have a comedian named Jeff Allen. A lot of people have seen him on TV over the years. I mean, he's very funny. Amazing story of his life. He went through some really dark stuff. It was so dark, he became a Christian. Yeah, that's how bad it was. He actually found faith. So we're going to talk to him on Wednesday, and who knows what's going to happen on Thursday and Friday. Okay, we have to talk about food for the poor. It's exciting that people have given. So those of you who have given, I want to say thank you so much, because it really is an important thing. We do this periodically, but every now and again, it has a particular urgency. So this is week three in our August Food for the Poor campaign. We are making a difference. But just so you understand the situation, there are families, kids in Colombia, this is South America, who have escaped from Venezuela. We all know Venezuela is falling apart. You have a radical socialist government. In case anybody ever thinks socialism could work, do your history homework, and you will see it does. Not only doesn't it work, it's tremendously destructive. And in the case of Venezuela right now, it's horribly destructive. People are really suffering. So as they escape the chaos, the violence, the lack of food, they end up in Colombia, which is the next country. And there they find that they're also struggling because Colombia isn't prepared to deal with this. So you have a lot of struggling. We know that Food for the Poor comes in and helps. So we need to help Food for the Poor, folks. We need to go in there.
What's incredible, Eric, is that just a donation of $200 provides 5,000 meals. Not just any meals, nutritious meals.
Okay, now this is I want to be clear on this because this doesn't seem to make sense, but I want to explain. Here's what Food for the Poor does. They leverage donations. So $200 doesn't pay for those meals, right? I mean, it sort of does, because what it makes possible is for those meals to be delivered. They get donations from all around the world, or they pay for huge amounts of rice and beans and all that kind of stuff so that they can do this. So they know what they're doing so that they can leverage your money. So a one-time gift of $200 goes incredibly far. Anybody giving $200, by the way, we're going to thank you by sending you a Donald Builds the Wall book, which is hilarious. Wait till you see it. In a couple of weeks, it's coming out. Donald Builds the Wall. Tim Raglan illustrations are genius. I wrote it, and I wrote it with Tim. And so we want to send that if you send $200. I also want to say that we are doing a giveaway. If you've listened to this program last week, we had this desk piled with books. Basically, every book I've written, almost, signed by me, is the grand prize, plus tons of other stuff. T-shirts, Eric Metaxas Show hats. We'll throw in a couple of lighters. Eric Metaxas Show mugs, which are gorgeous. These new mugs are like, I don't know what they cost, but it's too much.
Stickers,
all
pins.
Kinds of stuff. Stickers, Donald the Caveman stickers, like tons. Whoever wins this grand prize, it's going to be an embarrassment to you, because people are going to say, hey, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are with all those books and stuff? So I just want to say that's the grand prize. Lots more to talk about, but I want to play just so you understand the reality of why we're trying to raise money. These are kids, they're displaced, and they're literally struggling to survive. Here's a clip.
Hunger breeds a special kind of anger. There's no queuing for the youngest, living off what, even here, nobody wants. My brother got killed in July by another gang, says 14-year-old Usmaria. They found the body in the river. We gather stuff, we beg, a piece of chicken skin to take home. In the socialist utopia that now leaves nearly every stomach empty.
That was a news report, obviously, and you can't really... There are no words to do this stuff justice, folks. We try to make it fun by giving things away, but at the heart of this, this is a desperate need, very desperate need. So I just want to ask you, before we go to our fun guests, John Zmirak and Joe Battaglia, I want to ask you, please go to MetaxasTalk.com. We simply need your help. You, the audience of this show, you're all we have, really, right? So we're turning to you. Food for the Poor takes whatever you give them. And by the way, it doesn't matter what you give them, $10, anything. It doesn't matter who's listening. Anything you give makes a huge difference because Food for the Poor leverages it. So I want to ask you to do that. I'm going to give you the number in a second. But I'm asking you, we really do need your help. This is very, very serious. I want to make sure everybody gives something. The number is 844-863-HOPE. You can call it right now, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. God bless you.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, a typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the reality of today and the fact that you probably never use your timeshare and have to continue those annual maintenance fees and whatever else they tack on. That's not fun or good. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Our process is done quickly and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family-owned, and we will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. We have a 99% success rate and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give us a call today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Again, 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Boogie, for crying out loud. How many times do we have to say it? Get up and boogie. And ladies and gentlemen, while you get up and boogie, I'm going to be talking to my friend Joe Battaglia. Joe, Howard, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
There's certain people that you elude me when it comes to describing who you are, introducing you to my audience. I feel like saying, like, Joe Battaglia, everybody knows Joe Battaglia. You know a lot of people in the business, in show business.
Sure. Well, it's been my world for almost 45 years now.
I know.
I started as a child prodigy, you remember.
Well, I know. It's incredible. But you really, you've been in radio mostly.
Yes.
And but it is funny. If I'm at the, you know, National Religious Broadcasters or anything along those lines, everybody knows you. You're practically ubiquitous. But I know you from New York City because you're an Italian. My wife is an Italian, and I'm a Greek, and, you know, we know each other, right?
We certainly do.
All
of
us.
We have a certain language.
We know each other. We hang out down at the Ravenite Hunt and Fish Club down there in Little Italy, and, you know, we whack out whoever needs whacking out and stuff. That's just what we do, Joe.
Right.
That's what we do.
That's in our
but
DNA.
No, we don't do that. You're an outspoken Christian, and that's how I met you. But you've written a number of books, so you've been on this program a number of times, but you've never been in this studio.
No, this is really pretty.
Isn't this crazy?
Yeah, this is really nice. I'm surprised they did this for you.
You know what? Yeah. I don't quite believe it yet.
Well,
I'm giving it a year because it takes a year before it really sinks in. You know, this is a beautiful, beautiful studio. But listen, I get to have my friends come into the studio. They get to see you rather than just hear you in case they're watching this on YouTube or whatever. I always say to my friends, hey, you can watch this on YouTube or on TBN. Let's see if this, I hope this will air on TBN. But I want to talk to you about your newest book. I got to get serious. This is called Unfriended, Finding True Community in a Disconnected Culture. It's about social media. It comes festooned with blurbs from all kinds of wonderful people, Roma Downey, Kathy Lee Gifford, forward by our friend Todd Starnes. This is a really important issue. So my first question, talking to you, my friend, is what made you want to write a book about this issue? In other words, must be something in your life that made you say, this is real, I need to address it.
Well, I think simply this. I like to address those issues in culture that I find disturbing, right? And that's the same as you, right? We are culture, faith kind of guys.
Yeah.
And so the book is in a broader sense about community and how we have lost the true sense of what I think community is. And I think we all know that, except we don't know what to do about it. We don't know where it started. And so this lack of community is what really made me begin thinking about this over the past several years. And so I said, well, what is true community? How do we find it? How do we define it? And so the one person who defined the best community ever is Jesus, who was the ultimate immigrant, God leaving heaven, coming down into earth to live among us. Greatest immigration story of all time, and me being the son of immigrants.
And me being the son of immigrants also.
That's right. And so I just unpack ideas and thoughts that I have by using scripture and Jesus. And social media is a big part of this because we have become overly dependent on a model that cannot give us community. And there are reasons why, and I go through that in the book.
All right. Well, the idea of writing a book that is about this, most people are going to say, okay, what you know, how do you find true community in the world today? And I guess I don't know that I have an answer to that myself. I don't know if somebody asked me that. So when did you get the idea that you do have something to say about this? You know, what is it that you would want to say about this?
Okay.
And that you do say in the book.
Yeah. Well, I try to establish a couple things first. Number one, I try to show that the genius of our country, for instance, is that we are all different yet one, which is embodied in our motto, E Pluribus Unum, from the many one, right, the literal translation. And the essence of community is that there has to be intersection, communion, and sacrifice. So I take that from the life of Jesus. So when I want a model that I can follow, I always look to who Christ is, because he was the greatest model of all time. And he establishes for me a plumb line to say this is what community is about, because the greatest and first community was in the heavenlies with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so they chose to identify with that and bring that to earth. And what was it about the life of Jesus that exemplified community? So I go through it and I find those three elements that you really need: intersection, communion, and sacrifice.
I want to go through each of those, but I also want to say that when you just mentioned the idea of God as community, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, that is a mind-blowing thing. I first heard that, I guess, from the lips of our friend Tim Keller. It was at a New Canaan Society retreat, and he was talking about friendship and community, and he talked about the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and I never thought of that. That, you know, we worship a God who is three in one. It's the mystery of the Trinity. We can't, like, make it overly simple. We can't pretend like we understand it totally. At the same time, there's enough there for us to understand that somehow God in three persons, that there is something about relationship and about community, which is at the heart of who God is.
Right, exactly.
And therefore, it's at the heart of who we are, because we're created in his image.
Exactly. And when Jesus says in, you know, the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread, and, you know, and we become that God created us. When he says, let it be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, earth is really the temporal training ground for the eternal. It's all it really is.
It's hard for us to really live that out. Like we who say we're Christians, we say that, but then you think, are we living that way?
No.
Most of us are not. I'm looking at Albin right now. Of all the people I know who's just kicking that whole idea to the curb. Albin, this is for you. Listen to Joe. No, but it's kind of funny because it's true, Joe. Like I really think earlier generations of Christians were more hardcore on this issue, that they were living for eternity, and it kind of got a bad rap somehow.
Yeah.
And then people stopped thinking about it.
Well, I think they understood that we are what? Aliens and strangers in this land. See, Scripture is replete with references and instances, and we could go through the Old Testament from the from Adam and Eve being kicked out of the Garden of Eden to Abraham emigrating to a new land. God told him to leave, to Jacob leaving Israel. You know, take your pick. It's all about us leaving something and going to where God establishes us.
So we're all meant to see ourselves as pilgrims. It's kind of funny because the older I get, the more I know that this is true, that you don't have a true home here. Like, I think when you're a kid, you don't see it that way.
Of course.
And you're looking at the future. But the older you get, the more you realize, like, is there any place that I know that I'm home? You get a little bit of that in different places. But the idea of really being a home, you're not going to get that till you get to heaven. And we need to understand we're going home.
Right. And that's a healthy thing to understand.
Yes, very
healthy. Because it gives us perspective down here. And if earth is indeed, as I say, the temporal training ground for the eternal, then what we do here ought to model what is done in heaven and what is expected of us as Christ followers. So those are important things, and I try to unpack some of that in the book and show how Jesus did it. And so we can, you know, go through some of those stories.
I want
at some
to.
Point.
Now, you said that there are three. Mention the three things again.
Intersection. Communion and sacrifice.
Intersection, communion, sacrifice. Okay, I want to cover those. And before we go to a break here, why is the book titled Unfriended? I mean, most people get the joke from, you know, Facebook, you or somebody unfriends you or whatever. But why is that the title of the book?
Because I think that has become a cultural norm. We take a term that has, you know, been applied and started with Facebook, and now we create a verb out of it, like we do for a lot of words.
Yeah.
And it goes beyond its intended meaning and original meaning to become a way in which we act toward each other, which is the easy way to get rid of relationships now. We can simply, with the blink of a cursor, eliminate you in my life.
Yeah.
And that is a dangerous thing because it is the very opportunity to intersect with someone unlike you that makes you who you are.
Right.
And when we choose to stay within our own kind, with people that look like us, think like us, act like us, we become smaller and smaller and smaller. And when we are with people unlike us,
right,
we grow.
This you're hitting on some big stuff. When we come back, we're going to get more into this. I'm talking to my friend Joe Battaglia. The book is Unfriended, Finding True Community in a Disconnected Culture. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. After 5 years of investigations and protests, New York City police officer has been fired for the chokehold death of an unarmed black man, Eric Garner. Police Commissioner James O'Neill announced that he had fired Officer Daniel Pantaleo based on recent recommendation of a department disciplinary judge. The acting director of the Federal Bureau of Prisons has been removed from his position more than a week after billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein took his own life while in federal custody. A campus killing at California State University Fullerton today. Police say the victim in a fatal stabbing was apparently targeted and worked in international student admissions. The suspect fled on foot. On Wall Street, stocks have been higher today. The Dow is ahead now 279 points, the NASDAQ up 113, and the S&P ahead 37. This is SRN News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-620-8844. That's 800-620-8844. 800-620-8844.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
You live your life in the songs you hear on the rock and roll radio. And when a young girl doesn't have any friends, that's a really nice place to go. Folks hoping you'd turn out cool, but they had to take you out of school. You're a little touched, you know, Angie, baby.
Hey, folks, where else can you hear Helen Reddy except for the Eric Metaxas Show? Why do you think people tune in? My friend Joe Battaglia, why do you think people tune in to the Eric Metaxas Show? Because they're saying, I'm not hearing enough not Helen Reddy, Supertramp,
Bee Gees.
What's wrong with you people? ELO, come on. And I say, hey, if that's what the young people are demanding, I'm going to play it on this program. And some young people once did demand that stuff. So, Joe, you've written a book called Unfriended, all right? You've got guest chapters. I write books. I don't have anybody write guest chapters. That's like cheating.
Well,
guest chapters by Iris C. O'Brien, Michael Gillen, our friend Michael Gillen.
Yeah, we all know Michael.
Donna Rice Hughes, our friend Donna Rice Hughes, and Delilah. Yeah. Now, I have never met Delilah, and my first question is, why would somebody name their kid Delilah? It's like naming your kid like Jezebel or what? Come on. Who is this Delilah? Please. What is that? No, you're not going to answer?
Well, Delilah's a great friend of mine.
Oh, really? Well, then maybe you could ask her, why would somebody name the kid Delilah?
Well, that would have to be her father and mother. And
that's like naming your son Goliath. It's simply not done. David, that's appropriate.
That's a great radio name, though.
I know. She's a big deal in radio.
She
and that's why I can tease.
But she's a bigger deal
I could
to
tease.
The kids that she has saved.
I don't know anything about this. Tell me about this. Go ahead.
I don't mind talking about my friends. I mean,
I don't know anything about it.
She has personally saved an entire refugee camp village in Ghana by putting a pipeline, 3-mile pipeline from a lake with pumping stations along the way to that village that really allowed the infant mortality rate because of bad water to decrease from 90% to 10%, and then adopted a number of those kids that have lived with her. So,
holy cow. So watch what you friends say about my friend Delilah.
Yes, please.
Holy
she is
cow.
An amazing.
What part of the country is Delilah in?
She lives outside of Seattle.
Seattle. Okay. No, I know she's a big radio name, and I talked to her, I think, on the air once. But okay. So you've got guest chapters by all of these folks. And you talk about, just before we went to the break, Joe, you kind of made a huge point. This is the heart of your new book, Unfriended. But the idea that it is human nature, it's part of our sinful human nature to want to be with people who are just like us, who think just like us. And in a weird way, when you have the ability to do that, we tend to do it. And it is death to the human soul. In other words, if you want life, you have to force yourself to be with people who are going to challenge you a little bit. Now, this doesn't mean you want to be around people who spit on you and hate your guts. But the point is, there is something healthy about and I would argue, this is where I was going to go with this, is that that's what marriage is. That's what family is. I cannot unfriend my wife. Now, some people say, oh, sure you can. You get a divorce. Well, Christians don't believe in divorce. Let me just put that down as a marker. So if you don't believe in that and you get in a real, you know, tough spot with your spouse and you realize there's no way out, so I'm going to have to work it out.
That's right.
That's what relationship is. That's the same thing with my daughter. It's the same thing with my mom and my dad. In other words, unless, you know, you have a complete breakdown, you say, I want to make this work. And somehow, in the process of working things out with people with whom we disagree or we have issues, we grow.
Yep.
And that's God's will.
That's exactly it. And I make that point in the book that it is often the conflict between two people that brings them together, not separates them. And when we disallow us, if we can use it that way, the opportunity to intersect with people. You see, when I sit and talk with you, and I sweat alongside you at work or in something that we do together, I look into your eyes and I see eternity in your soul. I sense the palpability of your dream. And you know what? It's a lot like my dream. And I am less prone to have conflict because I see in you a mirror of what I see in me. And that's one of the great issues of community and why I say intersection is an important element to true community. And you can't do that if you stay behind a computer all day and only look at the people that look like you or say the things that are nice about yourself and all that. So conflict again, I say, is often the thing that brings two people together and not separate them. And I go and use certain scripture stories.
Yeah, give us some
that.
Of those.
Okay, let's take one that we are all very familiar with. The Samaritan woman at the well, right? Jesus, a Jewish man, does something that he should not do. First goes into Samaria, right? That was kind of forbidden, right? You would walk around Samaria, not through it. And then he purposely talks to a Samaritan woman, another thing he should not have done. See, the great thing about Jesus is that he is always changing the ground rules that someone else has established and shows us what should be done. And so the point of it, and I'll be brief, the point is that only when we go out of our way to be with people unlike us will the world be surprised and go out of their way to tell people about us. That's why we must go out of our way to intersect with people unlike us. It's what Jesus did.
And again, we have to be wise about that. In other words, you don't want to tell people just generally go find people who are unlike you. You know, but the point is that generally speaking, we do want to understand this principle, because I think that, again, living in a culture like ours, it becomes easier and easier and easier. The free market gives you what you want. If you only want people who sound just like you, the free market has delivered it on the internet. You can only be around people who think exactly the way you do. If you don't like them, you can unfriend them. That's unhealthy. We're going to be right back talking to Joe Battaglia. The new book is Unfriended. This is the Eric Metaxas Show.
Paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost such a cause.
Hey, Albin.
Yeah.
Can I tell you about ReliefFactor.com?
Oh, yeah.
ReliefFactor.com. Can I tell you?
Please.
Okay. You know what? Instead of me telling you, let's listen to somebody else for a change. Linda from Texas.
First of all, the team, every time I call, everybody is so polite and kind and helpful. And most of all, the product has helped me so much. My knee was swelling a lot, and they were talking about draining it. And that has all gone away. And my legs hurt me every night terribly. And that has gone away. And the other aches and pains like my back or my shoulders, that has gone away. So thank you.
See, I'm telling you, this. I hope my relatives are listening to this. This stuff actually works. It's all kinds of non-inflammatory stuff. It's natural. $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. I don't know what else to say. It's natural. It works. It's inexpensive. And if it doesn't work to you, stop taking it. But for crying out loud, try it. ReliefFactor.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house. But now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or application firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male female hour, and I, among other things, have been trying to explain men to both men and women. Men don't fully understand themselves, and women, totally understandably, don't understand men unless they are explained what men are about, especially male sexual nature, because it's so different from female sexual nature. Years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a 4-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. So over the course of 6 hours, I talk about adultery, pornography, values, and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. Once women understand men and their challenges, they'll better appreciate the men in their lives. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete 4-part series is now 50% off in the Prager Store. Go to PragerStore.com.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now, radio listeners like you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. But now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, the radio listeners. So you can get deep discounts, you, my listeners, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. They're pretty amazing. Now, folks, I just got to say, I use these products. They are terrific. I recommend them to everyone I know. I'm sleeping much better. I use the mattress pad. Albin and I joke about that. But you can get huge, deep discounts on all of this stuff, folks. But you have to go to MyPillow.com and put in the promo code Eric or Metaxas. Just to give you an example of the discounts, the body pillow that they sell is regularly $89.99. But with the promo code Eric, it's only $29.99. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You've got to check it out, folks. I use it. I love it. Check it out.
Why does it never light on my lawn? Why does it rain and never say good day to the newborn? On the big screen, they showed us the sun, but not as bright in life as the real. Quite the same as the
Hey folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's Elton John singing Grey Seal because I asked him to. And I'm talking to my friend Joe Battaglia, who wrote a book called Unfriended. Joe, just for the record, I did not ask you to write this book, but I'm glad you did write this book. On the cover it says Hugh Hewitt, okay, our friend radio host Hugh Hewitt. He writes, "Must read is thrown around a lot, but here I'm using it very intentionally. If you or anyone you love is using social media, you must read Unfriended." Who's not using social media? I'll tell you who. Yeah. My mom and dad. They're like, "What? I don't get that stuff." And of course, they're wise to get to keep away from that.
2-year-olds.
But everybody else is using social media. But it is interesting because the free market gives us what we want, right? And if we want to be isolated from dissenting voices, it has delivered that in the form of the internet. So in other words, it's kind of like giving you a drug that makes you feel better, but you know, like some people, they're medicated, so they're not really dealing with their underlying issues. And I feel like that's what social media is for a lot of people. In other words, instead of having like a real debate, you just, you know, flame people on Twitter. You say something nasty or whatever. I mean, it seems that that's at the heart of your thesis in this book, is that we need real relationships, so we can't do that.
Yeah, it allows a lack of civility to prosper. That's part of the
issue. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard. What a jerk. Get him off the program. Okay. No, but it is true. Civility means that we're able to disagree and we continue having a conversation because I think we believe that deep down we can find a common connection.
That's what our hearts want. That's what our hearts need. And that's what Jesus asked us because it's important that we become one. Do you realize in John 17 and in his high priestly prayer, Jesus could have asked his Father for anything on behalf of his disciples. But what did he ask? That they be one. What is so important about oneness? Because it's the only place in the universe where one is plural, not singular.
Whoa, that's heavy.
Well, think about it. Jesus wanted all of us to be one with the Father. And so there's a strength to oneness, which is why America has been great. And we never think about that. It is the oneness that makes us great and has made us great. And as we continue to disintegrate and not integrate,
right,
we become less and less one. We become less and less strong. And we become less and less tolerant of people unlike us. And that's why I think we see so much of what is going on today of who doesn't like anybody anymore. And it's so easy to not like anybody and to say so. And it's just, you know, a problem. But that's the reason why, I believe.
Well, part of what's happened, and you and I have lived through this, right, that since the 60s, a kind of negative narrative has taken hold in the culture. When you're family came to this country from Italy, my family came to this country from Europe, they clung to their identity in the old country, but they adopted a new identity.
Sure.
They didn't say, you know, I'm going to remain in my little ghetto in America. Now, they might have done that to survive to some extent, but they wanted to be Americans. Mm-hmm. And I think now you have groups coming here that they're fed a negative kind of resentment narrative. Yeah. And it's almost like they're anti-American coming into America. And you think, wait a second, if you come into America, you have to become part of the promise of what we are. You can't sure. be. And I think that that's the difference between previous generations of immigrants and the new generation. They're being fed this story in a way, and I think it's unhealthy for them, frankly.
Well, it is. I mean, it's a narrative that somebody controls for an agenda. And, you know, agendas are dangerous things. As a journalist, and you know how that's how I was trained in a classic sense of what a journalist is. You know, the object is to find the truth and nothing but the truth. And anything other than the truth is an agenda.
Yeah.
And so it therefore lacks veracity and truthfulness when you have agenda. And the spirit that we bring into that situation is the same spirit which is consumed at the other end by the person receiving it. And so the spirit today that we see being fomented by so many others is not a spirit of love or reconciliation or oneness. It is the anti-spirit, and people receive that, they consume it, and they believe it, and then that becomes their spirit that they give out, because everything we do has a spirit behind it.
There, it's interesting. We have a number of friends. I won't mention their names, but they get in Twitter wars, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And I always disapprove, because I say to myself, listen, first of all, what do you think you're accomplishing? In other words, if you actually thought that you could have a conversation and convince somebody, go at it. But on Twitter and on social media, it is very rare that I see progress. It's very rare that I see people coming together. It's almost like an opportunity to kind of beat my chest and then turn you off.
There's a reason why. Because the people who utilize this medium in such a way are ideologues. And you cannot argue with an ideologue.
Right.
Because ideas are more important than people in ideology.
But Joe, that's a big one. Hold on. Let's hit pause. Let's underscore that.
Yeah.
That is a big point.
Yeah.
If you're a Christian and you're created in the image of God and you see people as created in the image of God and he loves them, you know that the lowest common denominator in the universe is human beings, not
sure.
ideas.
Correct.
That's a big idea. I would say that's at the heart of the Christian West, that we value the individual, the human being,
exactly.
Not just ideas.
We have seen what has happened in the world in the 20th century.
Correct.
When ideas became more important than people.
Yeah. Well, that's we saw that in the former Soviet Union under Stalin. You see it under Hitler. When ideas take precedent over human beings. And that's one of the things I can say that in the West, we understand this idea. And it's a Christian idea. It comes out of the Bible, that human beings are sacred.
That's
and you can't make them subservient to the state, that's somehow a line you can't cross. And when you cross that line, you're an ideologue.
And that's what happens when we see so much of this going on around us, whether it's the democratic socialists who speak. They're using ideological terms. That cannot be beneficial. By the very spirit that was inbred into the DNA of that thought process, it cannot be for the benefit of individuals ultimately.
We're going to be right back. I'm talking to Joe Battaglia, my friend, but the book is Unfriended. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply. Absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. After 5 years of investigations and protests, the New York City Police Department have fired an officer involved in the 2014 chokehold death of a black man. New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill says the actions of both Officer Daniel Pantaleo and Eric Garner escalated the situation, but Pantaleo can no longer effectively serve as a New York City police officer. New York Police Union President Patrick Lynch says New York's mayor and police commissioner have given in to politics.
The leadership of this city and this police department is absolutely afraid of the criminal advocates and based this decision not on the facts, but based this decision on the politics.
Lynch says it seems now that any officer's actions can be considered reckless. The Dow ahead 273 points, the NASDAQ up 116. This is SRN News.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky.
Hey folks, it's here from Taxes Show. I'm talking to my friend Joe Battaglia. His book is Unfriended. Joe, this is the last segment. You were just saying something that is so profound. I just want to say, tell my audience what you were saying.
Sure. Because the book is about community and finding true community, and one of the elements that I put forth in the book that establishes true community is sacrifice. And I want to be clear about the ultimate sacrifice was Jesus on the cross. So we, in a sense, understand that, and sometimes we are much too cavalier about that. And so I want to establish that there was actually a community that was established on the cross. I don't think it's an accident that only two people were with Jesus on the cross. I think the two thieves on either side of him were representative of you and me and the community that Christ calls us to. And one could only say to Christ, save me from my situation. And the other one could say, save me, period. I think that kind of community that Jesus gave us to say to the one who said, Jesus, save me, period, was the kind of community that he looked forward to us having with him. And so I think it's important to say, if you're looking for what true community is about, go to Jesus and see how he established it, because with him comes an opportunity to be fully human. And I think the times he was most fully human is when he was weeping. And tears are a currency of heaven. God saves them, as it says in Scripture, because they attest to our humanity. And so if you want to be truly human, intersect with people unlike you. Go out of your way when the time comes. You know, the good neighbor, the Samaritan on the road, we only have a neighbor when we take time to be on the road to actually intersect with someone. Otherwise, you can't. So unfriend the things that would take you away from being truly human and befriend the things that God has told us to become in our world and our culture, and then the world will be surprised at that and begin to tell others about us.
That is such a big point, and it's at the heart of everything. The book is titled unfriended, and it really does. It just speaks to where we are as a culture right now. I guess I would say, in listening to this, Joe, to sum up, I mean that your book Unfriended, it seems to me is a call to get away from social media enough so that we can have real relationships. That I think some people are. It's just so easy to get stuck in social media. And I know that you and I, you know, we have busy lives. We spend a lot of time with people. But at the same time, it's an intentional thing.
Well, it has to be, because that's how we grow and are fed and become better people. And so, again, this is not a screed against social media. It is a shot across the bow to say, if you are looking for real community, real people who will love you for who you are, you can't find it online. It's fake. I'm sorry. You have to get out and be with those that are unlike you and are like you too, so that we can find out about ourselves. So let's grow.
That's big. Let's go and let's grow. This is beautiful. Joe Battaglia, my friend, thank you so much. Congratulations on the book Unfriended. Good to have you.
Thank you, Eric. Always good to be with you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.